You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Stories about the death of newspapers have been increasing in their frequency. Newspapers used to be the central place where most people learned what was going on in their communities, across the nation, and around the world. But technological advances and changes in how consumers use journalism have led to dramatic drops in circulation figures. And some argue that our politically divided society keys in more on bias, perceived or otherwise, than it used to. At the local level, one publisher still believes strongly in the power of newspapers. Steve Strickbine is the CEO of Times Media Group, which owns publications like the College Times and Scottsdale Airpark News. But he recently took a more dramatic plunge by buying the East Valley Tribune and Ahwatukee Foothills News. He joins me now to talk about the industry and why he seems to be doubling down on its future. Steve Strickbine, welcome. Thanks for being here. Steve, there have been a lot of people who are cynical in general about the newspaper industry as a whole. You seem obviously pretty bullish on it. Why is that?
Yeah, just I guess I get that look every once in a while, like, what are you thinking, right? I think it's a value proposition. I mean, the truth is that, you know, what's valuable about newspapers today has not changed. Community journalism, good community journalism when it's done well, I think it brings home the human interest stories of our area, the way the news actually is affecting people. It kind of shows that. So I don't think that's changed. And in that regard, I believe that there's a healthy demand for it. And I believe that as we continue to build back the Tribune and the Ahwatukee Foothills News, all of our publications, not build them back, but take them, to the next level, I believe there's a lot of value in that. And we've seen that growth at Times Media Group. So
you brought up two phrases that some cynics are going to wonder about: community journalism and human interest. Because when people hear those, they tend to think, oh, this means a lot of soft stuff. This means not a lot of investigative reporting, that kind of thing. Can those two coincide? Can you have community journalism with investigative pieces that people need to learn more about, that is more just about events?
I think absolutely. I think that we see that in certain media platforms. But I also believe that news itself is very obviously readily available. But what's more important about, I think, what we're talking about doing is telling the stories about how certain legislation might affect people personally. Mm-hmm. These are our neighbors. These are the business owners in our community. How can we do a better job of covering those stories while continuing to cover the news, but also keeping our politicians and keeping our leaders accountable, telling the stories of the local heroes in the community? That's all news, and I don't consider it soft. I consider it, very important, and I think that we do a good job of it.
You mentioned Ahwatukee Foothills News. I want to focus a little bit on East Valley Tribune because people may be more aware of it. Pulitzer Prize-winning paper in the past. Do you envision this being in print? Do you envision it just being online?
I think in print right now we're circulating 155,000 copies every Sunday. I envision creating some more enterprising human interest, but good feature stories on Sunday. And of course, that being out there in front of people every day and they have to pay attention to it. I really do believe in the power of a good story, and I still believe that there's an appetite for it. Even if a person is unwittingly going to pick up the paper, if that story speaks to them, they're going to read it.
One of the criticisms we hear a lot about what is considered the major paper of record in town that has been for decades is that because of layoffs, because of forced retirement, whatnot, you end up with a lot of stories that don't seem exceptionally in-depth. You also end up with, frankly, a lot of typos, a lot of little mistakes that people would say, I'm paying money for this newspaper. Why is this not better? Can you prevent stuff like that going forward? Can you, in your newspaper, the holdings you have, or are those things just not that important? Are those things more that, like, nitpicky journalists look at?
Well, I think it's a lot of that is a result of how the industry has shifted and changed, and those newspapers you describe had become used to doing business in a very different way. I think our company and me as a publisher and just some of the things I've gone through have dictated that we were unable to operate under that paradigm. For us, it's always sort of been this way. We've really tried—we have to do a lot with what we have. We have to make sure that, we're operating efficiently. But at the same time, at the heart of that mission has to be good storytelling and good stories. And so I don't think that it necessarily has to forego quality. To some extent, quantity has been reduced already in terms of, you know, just circulation for a lot of publications across the country. But for us, we're really taking that quality over quantity approach. And, you know, you can only pare a tree back so much. I mean, at this point, a lot of downsizing has taken place. In 2003, the Tribune had 1,000 employees. Mm-hmm. So things have changed tremendously since then. And at this point, I really believe, you know, that the staff there, again, they're a very inspired group of people, and they are very excited, as are we at Times Media Group, to begin working with them in earnest.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, talking with Steve Strickbine, CEO of Times Media Group, which recently bought the East Valley Tribune and Ahwatukee Foothills News. Steve, let's hear a little bit about your background. You weren't someone who started out in journalism, and yet you decided to take the plunge a couple of decades ago. What pushed you toward that, and has it been a good decision? Do you think you've had an impact on the community that you've wanted to have?
Well, great question. So, well, it started out just, I say it was a dark and stormy night. I just, you know, put my last tax return to bed as a CPA, and I literally pushed myself back from my desk and thought, you know, I really don't like this job. You know, I worked hard to get there, but so I basically told my wife we were going to start a publication in Scottsdale. It really spoke to me at a gut level, and I did that. And so it was always very much just self-preservation. You know, just any business owner out there knows exactly where I'm coming from. It was everything. I basically edited the paper. I sold the advertising. I walked door-to-door, you know, handing the paper out to people, letting them know about it. So it was really that grassroots. And I'll tell you, that served me very well. You ask if it was a good decision. It's been the joy of my life. I don't think and feel like I've worked a day since, and I mean that. It's been tough. It has been at times almost literally impossible. But it is so gratifying today, you know, to know that that's really our roots. And so that when I talk about this, I'm talking about it, I think sometimes I feel like I'm just talking about it in a much different way than someone who's grown up in an industry, in the industry, you know, from perhaps a daily paper or some other kind of a media outlet. But so, yeah.
Are you a competitive person?
Extremely.
Okay. How has that manifested itself in the newspaper business?
Well, you know, again, I mean, I was the underdog. I don't think anybody thought I had a chance to do anything, you know, close to what we've actually been able to accomplish. And I don't feel like we've arrived. I mean, we have such a long way to go. What has happened is I think our instincts, my instincts and the instincts of our company and circumstances have kind of aligned, and they've presented a lot of opportunities. The Tribune being one. I grew up in the Valley, so, you know, to think that our company has grown to that, it makes me very proud of our team and the people at Times Media Group, knowing what that means to everyone there. And I think that inspires also the people at the Tribune and at the Ahwatukee Foothills News, because it we've taken a beating in this industry, as we know. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think, nice for them to have a positive person and a positive company coming in to kind of move them in that direction.
Do you think as people use news differently, as they get a lot of their stuff online and they're looking for the headlines, and that's affected how newspapers report, because people are no longer looking for, wow, what did I miss yesterday? Because they know what happened yesterday, looking for more in-depth journalism, as you talked about, and community journalism. Does that make people, you think, more receptive to learning more about what's going on in Scottsdale, in Ahwatukee, in Mesa, whatever it may be, as opposed to saying, okay, I need my international news here, I need my national news here? Do you think, is that a niche, or is it more than a niche for you?
Well, I think it's both. I think, though, that, you know, a good story, as I say, I mean, a really great story with all the elements, I mean, it would be read if it were on a stone tablet. I mean, you know, if it really has something that speaks to people. So I believe that, I guess, you know, we're really looking to expand upon that notion, you know, which is that there remains a healthy appetite for that kind of a story, even if sometimes that's a curiosity that's somewhat subdued. I mean, you know, you may not know what you're looking for, but when you see it, you go, wow, this is a really good story. And when you start reading it, in that experience on a Sunday, you have a little bit of time to read about the community and the people, your neighbors. That's a great time to kind of just sit down and curl up in a chair and finish that story. And I don't know about you, but I find myself doing that less and less, and I'm excited about the fact that we have the opportunity to have people be doing that more and more.
Steve Strickbine is CEO of Times Media Group, which recently bought the East Valley Tribune and Ahwatukee Foothills News. Also owns publications like the College Times and Scottsdale Air Park News. Steve, good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.